99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Ask me about my butt.
How's your butt feeling?
Left cheek, a little bit more sore than right cheek, if I may be so bold.
Okay. People just tuning in are so excited to hear that. Yeah.
Welcome.
So, butt wellness check. Okay.
Yeah.
Left cheek more sore?
Yeah.
Less sore?
Yeah. Left cheek, a little
left
more
cheek,
sore.
Left cheek is worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mostly exterior. It's no internal.
Okay.
So I don't think there's going to need to be any sort of, you know, temperature checks or anything like that. Oh my gosh. You know what just occurred to me?
What?
Why are you looking at me like that? Listen to me. Hang on.
We're talking about your butt.
I know.
And you're talking, now you segue to temperature check?
Listen. We have here in the building now, because we have to, like one of those external temperature check things that zaps your forehead,
thank
right?
God, you are not going to talk about a rectal thermometer, because that is no, sir.
No. I'm not, sir, talking about doing rectal thermometer checks.
All right.
For people entering the building.
Okay.
That'd but I'm saying,
real awkward. I don't think we can get away with that.
We might be able to check other parts of our body.
Oh.
For when it's like, you know, fog sweats.
What other part? No, I don't think that's
those tender spots to see how sweaty you get.
I don't think you need to check your armpit.
I mean, you're saying no.
Yeah.
But I think there might be a need.
I don't think so.
Where is that? Is that downstairs?
No, I'm not going to touch it. I'm not going to touch it.
Is that going to be... Would that be weird if you gave me a temperature check on some of my tender spots?
Yeah.
Would that have... Okay, so if there's a doctor maybe listening, is it safe to zap or take your temperature with one of those like temperature guns?
They're meant for the forehead.
Is it safe to use that on...
Armpits.
Your twig and berries.
Why do you need that, sir? I don't think we need to go there.
Curiosity?
No. Mm-mm.
Aren't you a little curious?
No, I'm not. Not one.
You're not.
Not one bit. Not one bit.
Okay. You haven't been curious?
You can't measure the amount of interested
listen,
I am in that.
I am sure I am not the only person within the sound of my own voice who has thought to use that forehead thermometer on another part of your body.
No one needs to know that. Why would you ever need to know that?
I'm
curious.
You
never need to know that. No. You never need to know that. No.
Can we do that as a video?
No. No, sir.
All right. Maybe we don't need video. Maybe we'll just do it later in the show. Is that good?
I'm really dumbfounded at your ideas.
Why?
Sometimes.
Why? Listen.
Like, why you feel...
Aren't we in a space where
need
no idea is a
knowledge.
Dumb idea?
No, we're not in that space.
Oh, okay.
That's ridiculous, dumb, unnecessary, never going to do it idea.
All right, fine. Get to a text real quick.
Oh, God.
From Kimberly. She asks, does not one doctor or nurse listen to this show? I need an answer to this question.
I'm fairly confident they all left.
Of course, Kimberly is referring to my question of, is it safe to use a forehead scanner thermometer on other parts of your body?
Not necessary.
Say, like your crotch.
Not necessary.
We need to... Maybe we don't.
It's meant for the forehead.
I might need to
That's
know.
The most accurate.
The heat generated
spot.
In that area.
I don't think so. I don't think that's necessary.
I'm saying maybe I don't share it with you.
Thank you.
But I'm just
Please
saying.
Please don't do it in front of me either.
Maybe for my. Maybe you
that.
Might actually take it. What?
No. No, sir.
I just got the
that
visual.
That would mean you
I
have
just got
to
the
expose
visual.
Yourself.
Listen, no, not now. No, no,
you
no,
can't
no,
do
no.
do it over your jeans.
Yeah, over the jeans.
No, that's not going to be.
Oh, so you're saying just.
It's not going to be accurate.
Drop trowel and do it?
Well, that's what I was thinking you were going to do.
Oh,
for,
my
you
gosh,
know.
No. Kelly.
I mean, your forehead's naked. When
I'm
you
not
take
saying
the temperature.
Naked bottoms.
I don't think so.
I'm saying.
None
keep
of it's
it,
necessary.
Keep it clothed.
Why are we spending two segments talking about this? Two. Not one.
I got a vision.
One was bad enough.
I got a vision
Two.
In my head of you like shielding your eyes and zapping me with
the thing. I'm already angry at the mental picture I have. I'm angry at it.
Kimberly says, in my non-professional opinion, that is fine.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. We got a text from a nurse.
Oh, God.
And
don't
listen,
enable this behavior.
Listen, we don't actually know if you're a nurse. You just text us, I'm a nurse, and we're going
we
to trust
her.
Because you just say. And she says no, 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 and no.
Yeah, that's five no's. So
Jenna texts in and says, medical assistant here. I'm not sure why you would scan your area. Listen, the why isn't necessarily needed. This is obviously a biological difference between men and women.
Really?
I think guys are more curious than women would ever be.
You're throwing most guys under the bus on this one. I don't think they're going to be with you on this one. And I don't think so.
Am I the only guy within the sound of my voice
yes.
who is curious about the temperature reading of his crotch?
According to the text line, yes. You are out there on the island by yourself on that one, sir.
Yeah. Hang on, I need to finish her text.
Yeah.
Jenna says, but I would not see how it would not be accurate. See?
Oh, so she's going to vouch for the accuracy. It's going to be fine. She did say the show is wild from start to finish. That's true.
Okay, so
Michelle
texts in, if Kelly doesn't want to do it, I will.
Oh, that's great.
You got me interested to see if there is a difference between regular and other temperature. See, Logan, all caps, I'm with you. See, I'm just saying.
Okay, you and Logan, you guys go stand in the corner and take temperature of your crotches.
But I'm thinking,
move on with
listen,
our lives.
Pants on for safety.
Oh my God. Allie.
Oh,
well, I don't use the phrase hot as
balls.
You know what? For no reason.
See, this is all stuff. I think natural conversation.
I don't think that we need though an actual degree
thank
attached
goodness,
to it.
Thank goodness HR when you're walking back into your building isn't doing a quick scan on your forehead. Oh, 98.6 and a scan below the belt going, ooh, 100.2. All
listen,
right.
Jake, not from State Farm. This is not science that we need. This is not science at all that we need.
I do appreciate how smart and well-educated every one of you are.
Yes, thank you. What kind of information are you going to share now? Is this segment three now? We're talking about taking temperature of your nether regions?
Listen.
Segment three?
Okay, so everybody's having to use a forehead
temperature scanner.
Uh-huh. When you walk into buildings, when you walk into venues, when you walk into things, just to make sure you don't have a fever.
And Ben's found himself a new toy.
And so here's the thing. I just thought, is it safe to use it in other parts of your body? Because I don't know about the radiation from the stuff.
Scanning the forehead wouldn't be dangerous. Near your brain because of radiation, but
scanning
other places would be
a little more exposed.
Really,
wouldn't you say?
You? I don't understand.
So I will
your
say,
logic.
I will say, Lori sent us a message and said, "Okay, so if you're sweaty from say fog sweats, skin will be cool, and therefore it won't give you an accurate reading of your body temperature, and definitely won't work over the jeans.
The sweat is cooling, yes.
So here's the thing: you're
okay,
right though
makes sense.
About the jeans because I've been trying it several times over my jeans, and it's not giving me an accurate temperature.
Been real fun for me to watch. It's been super entertaining.
Well, it's better than me not
super entertaining watching you point that there and repeatedly shoot, getting frustrated that you can't get anything to read on it.
Like I got the
97 degrees.
Yeah, I got it on my head.
Your forehead is 97 degrees.
We got a text from a listener that says, so 98.7, no pants, 98.8 on the forehead.
Oh my God.
Hope that helps.
Oh wow. Okay, thank you. So she sacrificed her body for you.
Oh gosh.
For the learning. You don't have to.
Appreciate
you don't have to.
I appreciate
we
all
can
of
end
you.
This conversation right now and move on.
Yeah.
And say, hey, don't take the temperature scanner at your work and play with it the way that Ben has. It's not meant to be used that way.
Is that going to make you feel awkward now to get your forehead scanned?
Yes, sir. I'm going to use that wipe down about 50 times.
Yep. Yeah, see, it just says low.
Stop doing it again. You're doing it again.
And it just says hello.
Okay, great. Thank you. It's not going to get a different
answer. Well, here's the thing. We're living in a world where everybody's having to get their forehead scanned, and we're living in a world of virtual and these remote scanners. And so, you know, people will naturally have questions, and sometimes you don't get those questions answered, or you're too embarrassed to even ask these questions.
You're the only person that needs these questions answered for you. Okay. No one else wonders what the temperature of their nether regions are. Nobody wonders that. No one needs that information. They don't.
But now they do.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do.
The podcast people are going to have super...
What are we calling this super podcast?
I'm not sure.
Are we calling crotch temperatures?
I don't know.
Crotch temperatures.
I haven't decided yet, but I'm uncomfortable already.
Space toilets space and cross, toilets, crotch temperatures.
Your butt wellness
oh, yeah.
has been discussed as well.
Still, left cheek, a little more sore.